The Mishnah Berurah continues his introduction. Vihine, af shalimun hatayra hu shakal masha adam lo meid, afilu b'kadoshim b'taharis. Learning Torah, whose schar is incalculable, is anything you learn, any area of Torah, karbonos, tumah tahara, hu mekayim mitzvah sasei the Talmud Torah. You'll fulfill the mitzvah of learning Torah, no matter what it is. Mikol malkom ikir limud ha'odim tzarech lios b'limud ha'mevi li de'maisa. But the main point of a person's study, most of his time should be dedicated to learning that area of Torah that he can practice. It brings to action. That's why Chazal teaches, Oyev Hashem Sharitzion, Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. The Ibn Hashem loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Yaakov. Oyev Hashem Sha'orim Hametzuyonim Bahalocha. The Ibn Hashem loves those places where they're learning halacha more than any other Beis HaKnesses or Beis Medrash in Klai Yisrael. In Yerodeya, the Shach quotes a Prisha. Person is obligated to learn the laws of the Torah every day. Kadesha halimud yivienu de maisa, so his learning could be put into practice. By de limud ha'alochos, and by learning what he's supposed to do, mufto cha'odim u'dechayo mabo, a person is assured his place in Om Habo, achshi yizoher limud b'choyom. But this has to be a daily limud, something he does every day. Kadis b'gmakma says, tana de be'leyo, kala shayna halach b'choyom v'chulu. Whoever learns halacha every day, then on haba. The Isa b'medesh shoychei toiv. The medesh teaches us by kapara oimer. Lamad adam trei halachas b'tzafra u'trei b'ramsha. If a person learns two halachas in the morning and two halachas in the evening, ki im bizeh u'besaraso yehegeh yomam v'layla. He has fulfilled the requirement of learning Torah every day, every night.
Why does it one in the morning and one in the night do it?
Nachamo.
You say you have two. Okay.
Oh, why two halachas, not one halacha?
Yeah.
You can't just know one halacha. It's a good question. Vehine, lefize nir ba'alil, the chelek or rechayim hu ayoyse muktam limanat lakol. So based on this, it should be clear to us that the portion of halacha that's or rechayim should be the priority for the learning. There's no doubt all four sections of Shulchan Aruch are necessary for practical observance. But the chelek called Or Chaim has priority. Because knowing what's in Or Chaim is a necessity for every single day of your life to keep the Torah. Ubilodo, without it, lo yoram ish ha-yisraeli es yadov v'saraglo. A Jewish man couldn't lift his hand or foot without knowledge of Or HaChaim. V'nucha loyma, we could say, shezer kavanas ha-kosev, this is the intent of the pasuk, u'shmartem es chukosai v'es mishpatai shayasa osam ha-odom v'chai behem, you should guard the chukim mishpatim to do them and live by them, ki shemira zu ha-mishnah, Shmir is Mishnah. Uma yomad od mitchilan. What should you learn first? Asher yase v'gomer. That which you do, that which you'll do on a daily basis. Hanu halimudim hanogim lemaisa b'chol yomi mechayav. Those areas of Torah that are relevant, practically speaking, every single day. So the Chavetz Chaim is giving his reason for focusing this sefer on Or HaChaim. Because of all the things you can learn in the world of Torah, this should take priority. But if you think about it, we see, due to our many sins, there are very few people who are focused on learning Or HaChaim. Even people who have tremendous Yerushalayim, these people want to be strong in the Torah and doing the mitzvahs, and for these people, it would be suited and proper that before learning anything else, they'd have to be absolutely proficient in this section of learning to know which path to go. V'chatarti l'das sibas hadavar. And I investigated and I dug. Why is it that people aren't focusing on Aruch Chaim? U'matzasi kishtayim hein. And I found there's two reasons. Achas, number one. Ki ha-shulchan aruch levado bilti limun ha-tur hu kasef ha-chasum. To learn Shulchan Aruch without studying the tour is a closed book. Ki ha-beis Yosef kishasidu Shulchan Aruch, when the Beis Yosef arranged the Shulchan Aruch, ha-yidaito she-yilmudu mitchiles ikri ha-dinim u-mekoreim b'tur Beis Yosef. He really intended that you shouldn't be learning Shulchan Aruch by itself. It was never intended to be learned on its own. It was intended to first go through the tour in the Beis Yosef, and then you'll understand the din, you'll understand where it comes from, you'll understand the reasons behind it, and then you can review, so to speak, in the Shulchan Aruch.
What's the
reasons. The nimuk is a person's explanation behind it. The reason and explanations. La'asher Shebetur Beis Yosef nimsa l'famikam adeas chalukim chaldimadeh. Now, if you go through Tur Beis Yosef, you'll find many times there's different opinions on each din. L'kach aruch l'faneinu shulchanu ha-tahor l'idea halacha l'mayis v'chaldimadeh. So the mechaber put together shulchan aruch that you should know straight out what is the halacha for each din. Avaloha yedaito shenimud asal b'chud, but never had in mind you should learn it alone. Kien hadin yuchal isyashiv heitir b'dasa adom kozman shen yodu b'tam v'nimukro, because you really never understand the halacha. You won't know the halacha well unless you know the reasons and explanations behind it. Not to mention, the Shulchan Aruch has many places where he'll tell you Yesh Omim and Yesh Omim. He doesn't ignore all the machloksim. He doesn't just tell you one opinion. He will often tell you this view and that view. V'gam ayde yediyas hata'omim nafkimina kamapom lemais, and many times by knowing the reasons behind the halacha, it'll have practical ramifications. Ki kamapomim nischaber b'shulchan aruch b'sif echad davar shurak l'chatchila. Sometimes shulchan aruch will write something which is a chatchila v'davar shul ikuva af b'di'eved, and sometimes it's ma'akiv. Sometimes he writes something which is a Torah requirement, sometimes it's a rabbinic requirement. For nafkamina in itself, you have to know the difference, because if there's a question, one you be machma and you be mekel. Okay, gavna od kamin yonim atzumim b'chol simer simen. You have many things like this that are very deep in each chapter. Asher lo yisbar lo adam kiyam ayde yidias hamem, and you can't really understand it clearly unless you know the reasoning behind the halachas. Now, if you endeavor to learn every halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, in its source, with its reasons, in the Torah Beis Yosef, and that becomes a very difficult thing to do in these days. Unfortunately, due to our many sins, we don't have the attention span. We have all kinds of things that interfere with our time and our thoughts. Asher im yirtza odam lima kazef, you really want to learn this, lay down lachon simon echad beinoni, to understand properly one average simon, lamaisa, practically, yistarach la'amol kama yomim. It may take several days to learn one chapter. Sometimes it could take several weeks. Of course, simon lamabez, like simon lamabez. Simon lamabez, there's a whole discussion of safras, of how the oisius go. Could take, he says weeks, I would say months. Unless you have a man who the Rebbe Hashem has blessed him with a quick grasp and no distractions, and he could go through these things quicker. So that's one reason why people don't endeavor to learn it, because it's too hard. It's too time consuming. You have to go through everything in its source. Tur Beis Yosef is too much. Sibashniya, a second reason. Shegorm lamat limna Shulchan Aruch, why people don't learn Shulchan Aruch, ledaiti, in my opinion. It's very difficult to really know what's the practical halacha from Shulchan Aruch. Because there's so many different opinions in the later authorities. You don't know which way to turn, right or left. If a person wants to be strict, that's not a straight path. You think of being machmir, could end up being a kula. So you can't just assume, if I don't know what to do, so I'll be machmir. That doesn't always work that way. Od re'isi vispanati, further, I have seen and I've examined and thought about, ki me'eith chalikit v'kitza haber heitev is divriya taz amagin avam v'od mefarash m'tshuvah shekadmohu, from the time that the ber heitev collected and abbreviated the words of the Taz and the Magen Avraham and some other Mefarshim and Shuvas that came before him, which was a tremendous help, ad ata, until now, hulerech meish shlosh mishan, it's like 130 years later. Umeyosu eis ad ata, and in that interim, rabu kama ga'inim mefursam mefarshim chanach. There's so many well-known ga'inim who explain and expand the Shulchan Aruch, Del Yorabo, Mata Yehuda, Maima Mordechai, Rabbis can have many like them. The Gamba Shar Tshuva, and they have a Sefer Shar Tshuva who came after the Behetiv, Lo Huva Mehem, Kima At Mizor Beis Mekamim. He only quotes them briefly in small amounts in certain places, Ubefrat, and especially, Sefer HaPri Megadim, Asher Hu Sefer Nichbad Ma'od, such a wonderful Sefer Prima Godim, Asher Bomavur, because Simin Visimin in Yonim Mechudoshim Lamais, in every single chapter, he clarifies new things, practical things. Vinispashi the Rosov Yisrael, and his decisions have spread in Klai Yisrael. Lo Nizker Kimat Becholah Shai Tshuva Klal. Forget about he's not in the Berhetev ever, barely ever in Shai Tshuva also. From the abundance of svarim, of questions and answers that he had to quote, so he didn't quote from the Mefarshish Shulchan Aruch, because go get your own Prima Gadim and learn it. He assumed you're going to learn it yourself. So I'm not going to quote a Prima Gadim. You learn the Prima Gadim. I'll quote the Chidah. I'll quote the Tshuva, you're not going to get your hands on. A Prima Gadim? Why would I quote a Prima Gadim? You look it up yourself. And then, of course, after the Shari Tshuva was printed, there are many, many well-known Ga'onim who also wrote, Kama HaGa'onim B'Kiva Eger. You'll never find the B'Kiva Eger in a Shari Tshuva. V'derech HaChayim, Umvalkin Giboyim, Vatzos HaChayim, who was the Malbim, Kedema. So even after the Shari Tshuva, there's more. So it just keeps growing and growing and growing. So people can't, you can't. How are you going to learn all that? And on top of this, I look and I see the poverty. I see the toil that Yidden are busy with. If it comes, a person needs to know halacha that's not explicit in Shulchan Aruch. What do? I have to start examining so many of the commentaries, Prima Godim, Derech HaChayim, Chiddush B'Kiva Eger, Chaya Adam, Masa Shekel, Vavos Kehen, and so many, Ein Kis Amol, there's no limit. He says, I've seen the Ani and Amol B'Yisrael, I think he's referring to Anias and Tyre in this case, and the effort it'll take to come to a conclusion, you could spend days going through the Svarim for a simple Shaila that you have one must to do. Asher Al-Kain, and therefore, for these reasons, because A, it's so vital to learn Arachayim. B, it's so hard to learn Arachayim. Because either you have to know the Torah Beis Yosef before you even start, and then after the Shulchan Aruch, there's so many Mefarshim that you have to be holding cup with. So Zokhtu Chafetz Chaim, Nisawarti, Vinishazakti, Bechaste Hashem Yisparach, Lasakal Eile. I was motivated, and Hashem gave me the Kayach to take care of this problem. I have made with Hashem's help a sufficient commentary, in my opinion, to Shulchan Aruch. Ad acher hilchus tefila, until the conclusion of hilchus tefila, leis ata. This is chelik aleph. Until now, that's as far as I got, from the beginning until the end of hilchus tefila. For karasi shemo, and I have named the sefer Mishnah Berura. Ubo bi arti be'ezer Hashem Yisparach es kol din v'din shem Shulchan Aruch b'ta'amo v'nimuko mi'gemara poiskim. And I clarified with Hashem's help every din in Shulchan Aruch with its reason, its explanation, the Gemara and the poiskim. Asher luya k'sefer chasum, it should not be a closed book. Gab bi arti bo b'mekom shenim sedeus b'in ha'poiskim es maskanas ha'chorim ha'loch al kol din. And I also clarified, when you find different opinions among the poskim, what is the conclusion? What is the practical halacha when you're done? The haber hahu, that explanation, melukot is collected from mibach, prisha, prisha, in the Torah, v'liyo rabo, Be'er Hagro, Pima God, Birchei Yosef, Mar Mordechai, Mat Yehudin Har Shalom, Dogam Evav, Be'er Hetev, Shai Tshuva, Shulchan Aruch Shal Graz, De Balatani Shulchan Aruch, Levush Yisrod, Veshulchan Shloima, Derech HaChayim, Chedush Bekiv Eger, Shuas Yankiv, Chai Adam, Asa Shekel, Mogin Giborim, Asa Chayim, Verabas, Kenim, many like that, Gami Kama Sifei Tshuvas. Not to mention the Shalas and Tshuvas. I went through all of that to tell you the Maskana. Notice he doesn't mention Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't bring Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
Isn't that a contemporary?
I don't think he ever brings Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I think it was a little earlier. I think Shulchan Aruch was a little earlier, but it was a different part of the world. It was a different part of the world. And different part of the world. It doesn't quote Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But from those who preceded him, that was his avoida, to go through these svarim, and he does. He says, most achram say this, but, and that's it. And he'll come with a maskana. You can learn from the Mishnah Berurah his maskana, weighing the opinions on a matter. Ubeshuli hayaria. Now at the bottom of the page, pasachti shar. I also opened the new gate. Ushmo shar hatsiyam. I called it shar hatsiyam. Botziyanti. I called davar shebetochem Mishnah Berurah kdei leida mi bet and mi yatsu hapaninim ha'elu. I wanted to mark. You should know that which you see in the Mishnah Berurah, from whose stomach did these pearls come? As who was the source of this? So essentially, Shaar HaTzion is to source the halachas that are not mentioned to the author in the Mishnah Berurah's text. I put that in Shaar HaTzion. Sometimes I saw a disagreement among two achronim. Lo ha'isi atzav adavra. I was not lazy melechapes b'chal sifrei shaar achronim, that I would search in other achronim. Liros es el mi mikadoshim da'atam ponu l'masa. To know to which of these views are they leaning? Ubefrat, especially Beber Hagrozal, Shu Oyrin Shal Yisrael, the Vilna Gaon's commentary, who was the light of Israel, V'yosech HaKol Tolibo, that is the peg everything hangs on, Ukedar Lachir B'Dover, and he's reliable to decide. So if the Vilna Gaon weighs in by the Chafetz Chaim, that takes extra weight, which is a unique Ashkenazic method of determining halacha. If you go through Chaim Avad Yosef, his explanation of how to paskin halacha, by him it goes by rov. You make a list of those who say one way, a list of those who go the other way. Who's the majority? Everyone is equal. They don't give extra weight. Everyone is equal. You have to be a Chaim Avad Yosef to know what everyone says, so you can make the list. So you know what everyone says, you make your list, rov, say this way, goodbye. By Ashkenazim, if the Vilna Gaon says something, if the Prima Godim says something, that's going to be more weighty than a dozen other opinions that don't carry, that don't have that clout. So Mishnah Berurah is saying right here, if the Vilna Gaon weighs in, we can rely on Vilna Gaon.
That's like the Mechaber himself, who took two out of three, the Rambam, the right. Torah, and the...
That's going by Rov.
Yeah.
That's the Sfaradish Mahalach. And then the Rambam will come along and say, oh, one second, the Ma'aril is Oktazay. So don't tell me what they say, the Ma'aril says. You know, it'll be a different way of looking at Halacha. Gam chipasti b'sifrei Rishonim. I also searched through the Rishonim. Ulai emtza b'hadav mefurish. Maybe they discussed this right out, and the earlier Achronim missed it. Osh arayah brur, or any other proof that I can find to make it clear. Ki bruch Hashem yesh li har b'sifrei Rishonim. Bruch Hashem, I have many sifrei Rishonim. It wasn't that common to have a good library. Mishnah Berurah was writing that himself, that he had many Rishonim. In certain places you'll see, he says, oh, bruch Hashem, I got a Meiri. And he's very excited about it, and he'll write what the Meiri says. But we've pointed out they didn't have every Meiri, because the Meiri in Maseches Megillah he did not have. But whatever he had an exceptional library for his time. Gam chibarti b'tzid, let's point out this idea of the library. The Prima Godim himself writes, he did not have a library. He spent years in Berlin by the house of this Rebbe Daniel, who was a wealthy man who had a Gavadik library, and he learned in his library. And he was using his farm to write his sefer, because he didn't have the library. Having a library was not a pasha thing in those days. Chofetz Chaim says, I have these farm, I have the library, so I have the resources to work on it. Gam chibarti betzido od perish echad ushmo ber halacha. I also compiled another commentary on the side, and I called it ber halacha. Bo yivo arba arucha kama dinim shekasavti Mishnah Berurah. There, I would explain in more detail and more length the halachas that I write briefly in Mishnah Berurah. V'lo hayamalkim b'shar atziyan levam, and I didn't have place in shar atziyan to really clarify. V'lo kama inyanim amukim, and other deep matters I would discuss in Ber Halacha. V'lo yachshav hama'ayin shehatakti mehaposkim hoyeshak lo kemiskavin. Don't make the mistake and think that when I quote poskim, this was done randomly. without thought. Lo kein hadavar, that's a mistake. Ki iyanti beis Hashem b'chol simin b'makari hadinim rishonim. I examined with Hashem's help every chapter in the sources of the dinim in the rishonim. V'gam kimat b'chol achamanal, and basically all the achronim I mentioned before. Re'isi l'sporim b'divayim, and I thought about it and I examined it. V'gam mazarani Hashem shehisakti es ha-sefer knesset gedoylo achayim v'shiur knesset gedoylo, and Baruch Hashem I was able to acquire the Sefer Knesset Gedoylo Narachayim and the Shiur Knesset Gedoylo, the Oilus Tamid, Ulavush Emily Avazuta, the Sefer Oilus Tamid, I'm sorry?
What is that Sefer Knesset Gedoylo?
Knesset Gedoylo, the Gavaldic Sefer. Knesset Gedoylo Narachayim is a Sefer Halacha, I believe the author's name is Chaim Ben Beshe, something like that, and he wrote a parish on the Tur and the Beis Yosef. He divides it up. This is on the Torah, this is on the basis, which was very, in those days, it was common to have that kind of commentary. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden did it in the Markatzia. It was a parish on Tur Beis Yosef, as opposed to Shulchan Aruch. And Oilas Tamid is a parish on the Shulchan Aruch directly, Ulavush, Emel Yezuto. V'kol zeh ho'ili le'inyin ha'ataka shuchah lahatik es devrei b'ta'amon v'nimukam. And this gave me the ability to record what they say with their reasons, with their explanations. V'lo devam k'tsam chichukim, and I wasn't just bringing line, one-liners. This is it, mekabel what they say. Kiamatik es ha'devam b'kitzah yuchah livod mizakam ha'kukum. If you just quote a brief statement from these svarim, you can end up with big mistakes. But there's an exception, of course. There were svarim that the Berhetev quotes, which I don't have. And in the Prima Gadim and other svarim, they didn't always mention these things, so therefore I had to record the way I could. I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemitoch perushenu, that from our explanation, yilakol adam mishnaso berura, everyone will have a clear understanding of the halacha, b'ta'ameha, with the reasons behind it, v'chol prater, with all the details, ki gam es ikri hadinim shebetocha berheite v'shar tshuva hichnasti kol mitochash mishnasi. I incorporated the main points of berheite and shar tshuva into my Mishnah Berura, so you really don't even have to look in berheite and shar tshuva anymore. Even though he insisted that on any printing of Mishnah Berura, you have to maintain the tzura with mechaber amah, Ber HaGoyal on the side, Ber Heidr Shachuva. That was his kapeda. It has to look like this. Then the Mishnah Berurah, Ber Halach and Sharzian. But those Mefarshim have to be in the Mishnah Berurah. Hashem Yizakeini Lefarish Yisyeser Halach V'Shulchan Aruch Hazeh, the Baruch Hashem should give me the merit to explain the rest of the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. At that point, it was beyond Hichas Tvila. V'Yichazik Libi Lav Adaso, and strengthen my heart in His Avodah. V'Niske L'Nechmas Tzion B'mher V'Yameinu. We should merit to see the comforting of Tzion Kuk in our days. Amen.